You're listening to A Prisity by Millie Wilcox. Episode 3, A Prayer of Gratitude. Matthew fell asleep on the way home from the park. He rarely took naps, and when he did, he would often stay up till midnight. Usually, Stephanie tried to prevent his naps at all cost, but today she was glad for a break. She carried him to his bed, then she turned on a movie for Caleb, and started on her schoolwork again. When she got to her computer, she got distracted. She wondered what other classes Chris taught. She had an idea. She pulled up the class registration site and typed in his name. Sure enough, it pulled up every class he had. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, he taught advanced physics from 4:20 to 5:50 p.m. and elements of physics from 7 to 8. On Monday and Wednesday, he also had electromagnetic theory. Stephanie had no idea what that even meant. It was a hybrid class, though, meaning it was partially online and partially in the classroom. Stephanie scrolled down on the page and saw that he also taught an online college algebra course. Since his office hours were from 3 to 4 p.m., she figured he would need someone to watch his kids from about 2:30 until about 9:30. She pulled out her phone. Chris had never responded to her message. She hoped Caden had not given her the wrong number, because then she had texted her address to a complete stranger. Well, actually, either way, she pretty much had. Too late now, she thought. She typed out a message. Should I plan on having your kids from 2:30 to 9:30? She was being pushy. She knew she was, but she could tell he really needed the help and didn't want to be a burden. Chris responded right away.
Yeah, how did you know?
I'm creepy and I stalked you, winky face.
Ha ha, thanks.
No problem. Stephanie finished up her lecture from earlier and took a quiz. Then she hurried and showered and cleaned up the living room. She sat down on the couch by the front door. It was 2:26. She glanced into the kitchen and realized the atrocious mess in there was visible from the front door. She scrambled to shove a pile of boots and coats out of view behind the wall. It was a good thing Chris was late, because she had just kicked the last of the dirty socks out of view when he showed up. He knocked on the door and she opened it, feeling a little flustered. Chris no longer looked sketchy. Now he was dressed in navy slacks and a gray button-up shirt. He was holding Amara on his hip and holding Caden's hand. The kids were wearing clean clothes. Amara had a cute little cotton dress on with a matching headband pulled over her curls. Chris still looked tired and had stress creases in his forehead.
Hey,
he said. Hey, Stephanie echoed.
Thanks for watching my kids,
Chris said apologetically. No problem, Stephanie replied. Chris worried out loud.
I hope I don't get in trouble for having a student babysit for me. Actually, seriously, I could get in a lot of trouble.
He rubbed his forehead.
For the record, I'm not giving you a good grade for watching my kids.
Stephanie was offended. I don't need to watch your kids to get a good grade. I have a perfect 100 in your class.
True.
He lightened up a little and smiled.
I'm sorry. I'm being rude. I'm very grateful. My mom was going to watch them, but my sister had her baby early, and my other sister works every day until 6 or else she would do it. My mother-in-law, she's a work of art these days, and I would be happy to never ask her for anything ever again.
Then he muttered.
Too bad we still live in her basement.
And Sister King is mean. She hit Amala.
And apparently their other babysitter hits my kids.
He looked really agitated, and the wrinkles in his forehead deepened. I'm happy to watch them. We'll have a good time. Stephanie reached out for Amara, and Amara went right to her.
She must like you,
Chris said.
She never goes to a babysitter this well. I usually have to pry her off and leave her crying.
Of course she likes me. Stephanie gave Amara a smile and a little squeeze. The wrinkles in Chris's forehead became a little less deep. You better go or you're going to be late, Stephanie said.
Yeah.
He gave Caden a hug and then leaned over and gave Amara a kiss on the forehead. It was a little awkward because Stephanie was still holding Amara. Chris smelled good. It made Stephanie feel uncomfortable that she noticed. Chris must have been feeling uncomfortable, too, because he gave her an awkward smile.
Oh, shoot, I left the diaper bag in the car,
he said suddenly. He went to the car for a bit and then came back with a backpack and handed it to Stephanie.
Thanks again,
he said. You're welcome, Stephanie smiled. The school bus pulled up in front of the house and the kids started piling out. Chris turned and walked down the sidewalk. Charlotte gave him a dirty look. Trey glared at him, and Levi put out his foot and tried to trip him as he walked past. Chris didn't miss a beat. He jumped over Levi's foot. "Oh, my children are charming," Stephanie thought sarcastically. "Oh, Chris!" Stephanie shouted before he got in his car. He looked over. "Do they have any allergies?"
"No, seriously, they don't."
He laughed as he opened the car door. "And Chris!" she shouted again. He looked over. "Don't forget to hit record." He gave her a thumbs up and then got into his black SUV and pulled out of the driveway.
"What a dork!"
Levi said as the kids walked through the door. Stephanie laughed. Trey gave her a suspicious look and then dodged a hug. Charlotte hugged her and said in a sassy tone,
"Who was that?"
"Long story short, he's my science teacher," Stephanie answered.
"You call your teacher by his first name?"
Emery asked, hugging Stephanie.
"Cool, Mom,"
Levi said. Stephanie didn't answer. She just caught Levi for his coming home hug and took another long stress breath. The kids actually had a really good afternoon. They seemed to behave better when people were over. Stephanie thought she needed to make sure to tell Chris that he was, in fact, doing her a favor. Trey had decided he wanted to build a playhouse in the backyard with Dad's scraps of wood. Jason had talked about doing one for a long time, but he had never gotten around to it. Trey actually let Caden and Levi help. The littler kids all played really well, too. Charlotte and Emery thought Amara was the perfect little doll, and they followed her around all afternoon, playing with her and taking care of her. Stephanie actually sat down and got some more schoolwork done before dinner. The kids were all happy and having a great time until Stephanie forced them to come inside and eat and do homework. But even the homework fights were not as bad today. It was a good day. Stephanie let out a contented sigh and said a silent prayer of gratitude as she gathered the kids for evening scriptures and prayer. She needed these good days. While Stephanie put the kids to bed, Charlotte did homework and watched Amara in Stephanie's room, and Trey tolerated Caden hanging out with him in the living room. The three younger boys all shared a room. Levi used to share a room with Trey, but he had lost that privilege and had been moved back in with the little boys. Emery came into the boys' room and snuggled on the floor in her blanket while Stephanie read to them. After that, it was a tradition to sing each of her kids a song before they went to sleep. Caden heard her singing and peeked in. She motioned for him to come in, and he sat on her lap while she sang each child's song. Caden asked,
"What about my song?"
So Stephanie sang Caden a song, too. "Okay, Emery, go get in your bed," Stephanie said. Emery scurried down the hall. Matthew was not looking tired at all. "Matthew, why don't you go show Caden your cars?" Stephanie asked. So Matthew ran out of the room, looking pleased with himself, and Caden followed him. Stephanie went to check on Charlotte and Amara. Amara was asleep on Stephanie's bed. "Good job," Stephanie said quietly. Charlotte looked proud. Around 9, Matthew miraculously fell asleep on the living room floor. Stephanie moved him to his bed, and then she read Caden a story. He was asleep before it was over. "Must be all the sunshine," Stephanie thought. She went into the kitchen to heat up some dinner. It was pretty typical for her to wait until the little kids were in bed to eat these days. Charlotte came into the kitchen and started chatting. Stephanie put some food in the microwave, and then Charlotte followed her down to the mostly unfinished basement so Stephanie could change the laundry. Charlotte prattled about the drama she was having with her friends. Stephanie gave her advice as she matched socks until she remembered her food and they walked back up the stairs into the kitchen. As she pulled her food out of the microwave and put it on the table, she heard a faint knock on the door. She went to peek through the living room window. Chris was standing on the porch. She opened the door, but then had the thought she wished she had looked in the mirror first. She combed her hair down with her fingers. "How long have you been standing there?" she asked.
"A few minutes,"
Chris answered. He looked a lot less stressed than when he had dropped the kids off. "Oh, I'm sorry. I went down to the laundry room. You're welcome to just walk in," Stephanie replied.
"No, that's okay. I wouldn't feel comfortable."
"The way I see it is if I have your kids, then I'd better not be doing anything I wouldn't want you walking in on me doing," Stephanie said.
"Good point,"
he said.
"Were the kids okay for you?"
"They were perfect. Honestly, they made my kids behave. You did me a favor letting me watch your kids." Chris smiled.
"No, I didn't. But thanks for saying that anyway."
"No, I'm serious. Can I please watch your kids again tomorrow?" Stephanie pleaded. Chris rubbed his face. He looked really torn about it.
"I don't know."
"Fine, I get it. You would rather have Sister King do it." Chris rolled his eyes. Just the mention of her name made his forehead wrinkle. Stephanie decided to change the subject. Amara's not much of a talker, is she? She remarked.
I don't know.
Chris replied.
It's been a long time since Caden was that age. Is she supposed to be talking?
I think she should be using a few words, but maybe she talks more at home, Stephanie said.
She says dada,
Chris said proudly.
Does that count?
Stephanie shrugged. Oh, she did say more, she reported.
Oh, I didn't know she could say that. Yeah, she pretty much just says dada or cries and points to what she wants.
She'll get it. She's really smart. She's just taking everything in all the time. Maybe just mention it to her pediatrician next time you take her in. Has she had her 18-month checkup?
I didn't know they were supposed to go in at 18 months. Good to know.
Chris's forehead wrinkled again. He moaned a little and rubbed his face. It's fine, Stephanie smiled. She's going to be okay. You're doing a great job. I can't tell you how many well checks we've missed, and my kids have all turned out so far. Chris smiled weakly at her. Caden, who had been sleeping on the couch, woke up.
Daddy!
He cried. He jumped up on the couch that was near the door and then jumped into his dad's arms, giving him a big hug.
Ah!
Chris groaned.
Caden, I told you can't just jump on me like that. It hurts my back.
Sorry, Dad.
Caden pouted and slid out of his arms.
Go put your shoes on.
He turned to Stephanie.
Amara sleeping?
Yes, she's just in the other room. Stephanie's room was just off the living room. She pointed towards her bedroom door. Chris was standing between her and the door, so he walked over and opened it. Oh, don't mind the mess, Stephanie said quickly. I'm sorry, my room's really messy. Chris froze.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize it was your bedroom.
He looked really uncomfortable. It's fine, I don't mind. I just wanted to warn you. Stephanie was pretty embarrassed about the terrible state of her house. She had really let it get bad the last few months. Some things had to give, and cleaning was the first to go. Chris just stood at the door, trying to decide what to do, so Stephanie kind of squeezed past him into the room. She scooped up the adorable sleeping girl off the bed and carried her over to Chris. The transfer was pretty awkward. Stephanie had not realized until now how much contact was involved when transferring a sleeping child from one person to another. Once Chris had Amara, he headed towards the front door. Stephanie opened it for him. Caden followed him out, and Stephanie walked out as well so she could help with the door to Chris's SUV. She stood in the driveway as Chris buckled Amara in her car seat. I'll see you tomorrow then, Stephanie said after Chris had helped Caden into the car. Chris folded his arms across his chest. Stephanie noticed he did not have his ring on anymore. He caught her looking at his hands, and he put his hands in his pockets. He looked at her for a moment, clenching his jaw. Then he opened the driver's side door and got in without responding. Bye, Caden. See you tomorrow, Stephanie said through the open door. Chris looked at her with his lips pursed and raised his eyebrows. Stephanie just smiled and waved.